you wanna do. Have a good time till the day is through. But now, baby, I'm asking you, yeah, now when you gonna feed the dog?
The 20th annual Cincy Blues Fest is coming up this coming weekend on August 10th and 11th down at Sawyer Point. With us in the studio to talk about it is Mary Beth Weaver, the PR coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Shirley, thanks for having me.
Now tell us about the 20th year. What are you going to be doing this year?
Well, this year we are very excited to be celebrating our 20th year. We're always looking forward to bringing great blues down to Sawyer Point. And this year we're going to have our main stage with our national acts, as well as the winners of our Cincy Blues Challenge. We're having our local stage, which features the best of the local musicians around the Cincinnati area. We also have the Boogie Woogie Piano Stage, which is always a favorite on Saturday night, as well as our Friday theme stage is going to be Blues the Next Generation, that features young up-and-coming blues acts around town.
You mentioned the blues competition. Who won this year?
This year's winners for our Blues Challenge were the Noah Wotherspoon Band for the band competition and Chris Yakopchik for the solo duo acts.
And Noah's band is playing twice, and they're the only band. What's going on there?
Yeah, we actually had Noah's band book for our Friday night theme stage as a young up-and-coming blues act, and he ended up winning our Blues Challenge, so he gets to appear on our main stage as well. So it's nice to feature him both nights.
Tell us about his band.
Noah's band is a three-piece band, and actually they were down at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis earlier this year, and they made it to the finals, did an awesome job. I mean, I was down there myself, and I saw them getting standing ovation after standing ovation. So they're a really wonderful act, great performances. It's not one that you'll want to miss.
And they'll be on the showcase stage at 10:40 on Friday night, and then Saturday on the main stage at 5:45 to 6:45.
Right.
So last year's winners, are they coming back this year?
Last year's challenge winners?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be having Brian Keith Wallen, who's going to be featured. He's also going to be on the up-and-coming stage on Friday night. So he performed and won as a solo duo performer last year, but he's going to be bringing a three-piece band with him this time.
And who are going to be the folks who are on the main stage on Friday night?
Our headliner on Friday night is Webb Wilder. He's a rock and blues guitarist, and he'll be performing with his band, The Beatnecks. We're also going to be having Super Chicken, who's probably best known for performing at Morgan Freeman's Ground Zero Blues Club, so that'll be kind of cool. And we do have a few other folks playing as well.
On the local stage on Friday night, you've got Leroy Ellington's Blues Band, as well as Them Bones and Blue Sacrifice. Tell us about some of these local bands.
Well, a lot of the local bands that we have performing are very well known around town, but we like to feature them on our local stage because the Blues Fest brings in people from all over the country, actually, and all over the region. So it's a nice setting for people who don't normally get to see these bands to see them. And it also promotes and shows what a great blues scene we have here in town. You know, we have enough blues performers to fill two nights of music on a stage. So we really like to support, as a society, the local blues acts in town.
The hours on Friday and Saturday?
Friday, it is 5 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, 4 p.m. to midnight.
Do you have restrictions on what folks can bring down?
It's just the rules of Sawyer Point, so no coolers, no pets, but we do encourage people to bring lawn chairs or bring a blanket to set out in the grass and enjoy the show.
No bikes or umbrellas?
Correct.
You can't bring coolers then, so no food or water, you have to buy it down there?
Right, and we do always have plenty of vendors with food and pop and beer, so there's plenty of food to be had.
Then on Saturday night, you've got the Boogie Woogie Hall of Fame Piano Stage. Where's that going to be physically at Sawyer Point?
That will be under the arches. So when people come in through the arches gate, it's just right there. And this year, we're going to be having a lot of great performers. Local favorite Ricky Nye is going to be there, of course. And our headliner is Fabrice Yulry, and he's from France. So that'll be a neat show. And then, of course, at the end of the night, they always have the grand finale jam, which is really fun to see.
And you've got the Bluebirds Big Band on Saturday night on the local stage. Well, actually, it's at 4:30. As well as I noticed Balderdash, which is a major favorite of folks here in Cincinnati on Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely. And we're really pleased to have them on stage. And like I said, we really like to showcase the talent that we have here around town. And both of those bands are definitely on our list.
And we shouldn't forget Duke Ropelard, who's right. coming in on Saturday night.
Yep, he's headlining for us on Saturday night. He founded the Room Full of Blues band in 1967, and he's been performing ever since. He worked with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He's played guitar and toured with Tom Waits, so we're really excited to have him as our headliner this year.
You say you got men lined up at your door. Start you wondering what you even need me for. Treat them mean, keep them keen. Baby, that's your rule. You've got all that talent, I know it's true. This shouldn't be so hard for you. Go out and find yourself a brand new fool. You say you've got worlds, baby, to explore. To love me, baby, now you're not so sure. Why should I sit and cry while you treat me cruel? If I don't figure in your plans, you must not think I'm that much of a man. So go out and find yourself a brand new fool. Someone who will fall for you land. About how different it will be this time. Who sits still for you running round and bounce right back every time you get down.
I noticed that one of your sponsors is Findlay Market.
Right. We partner with Findlay Market. We've partnered with them for the past few years as a sponsor for our event. And then on Sunday morning, or late morning, early afternoon, we have some of our bands, local bands, go over to Findlay Market to perform. So it's really a true blues weekend around Cincinnati.
What sounds exciting. Do you expect a big crowd again this year?
Yeah, we usually get anywhere from 20 to 30,000 people, and hopefully the weather will cooperate with us and we'll have a great, great crowd again.
Well, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Mary Beth Weaver, who is PR coordinator for the Cincy Blues Fest, which is having their 20th anniversary celebration August 10th and 11th at Sawyer Point. You can find a link at WVXU.org. I'm Lee Hay for Around Cincinnati.
Trust me.